I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Well, voting closes Thursday for the open data race, and then Friday, winners will be announced. Not familiar with the statistics contest currently building to a dramatic climax in Philadelphia? Well, here to help you get a grasp on all things data is Chris Wink, co-founder of the Technically Philly blog. Chris, review for listeners. What's the contest all about?
So the Open Data Race has connected nonprofits with city data that impacts their mission. So things like the Bicycle Coalition of Greater Philadelphia is saying, we want police data on where bicycles have been stolen. Or homeless advocacy nonprofit Back on My Feet saying, we want to know the demographic information of people who entered city shelters. We've connected the data that nonprofits want to see, and now we're having people vote on what data from the city they most are interested in. And on Friday, we'll find out what the case is.
And then what will happen with those winners?
So in small ways, the nonprofits will be given small cash prizes, $3,000 to $1,000 for the third to first place winners. But what's most interesting is the city has had modest support and interest in the project. So we're hoping to work with the city's Division of Technology to highlight some of the data sets that can be shared publicly. A lot of this data is already being collected at the city level, but there are workflow issues or concerns around governance to actually release it. The point is, this is an opportunity to help release data from the city and make the city more transparent and efficient.
Is it that municipal government is resistant to releasing the data, or that the hardware and software isn't readily in place to make it available?
I think in large part, the Nutter administration deserves some credit for being open and amenable to this issue. A lot of the city's agencies are open and supportive to releasing data. We found more, this is a reality that, again, yeah, the actual workflow, who is going to create the way to put this data out. These very basic, boring realities are what's keeping data from getting out. So hopefully when we can highlight and show that Philadelphians care about this, we can create those solutions.
Is this a pilot project with precedent in other major metropolitan areas?
The open data movement is actually really widespread. The specific case of trying to partner with the city and nonprofits around mission and data is really new. We haven't seen something specific to this anywhere. The data movement is very established, and Philadelphia is trying to get involved in a big way, and we have seen some exciting things.
Talk now about city government partnering with companies representing socially conscious missions.
So we've seen a lot of really interesting things happen in the region around social entrepreneurship. Actually, this Friday, we're going to see the close of the Investors Circle, which is about a 20-year-old initiative in San Francisco to bring entrepreneurs around socially minded startups. But this is the first time it's happening in Philadelphia. And again, it's mostly focused on startups and technology solutions that are going to impact the broader community.
Who are some of the participants this time around?
So the Investor Circle keeps tight-lipped who are actually participating, but we have a lot of other examples of Philadelphia really being a strong example of social entrepreneurship. Murex Investments over in East Falls exclusively invests in companies that are making a broader impact. They're actually housing also this year the Good Company Ventures Incubation Program, which incubates, mentors, and pushes forward socially minded startups. We've seen a lot of examples from environmental folks who are going to do solar paneling to startups like Hydros in Philadelphia that is working on potable water resources, water bottles that can purify water and can be brought into developing countries. It really spans a lot of industries, but we're seeing Philadelphia has the possibility of being a real hub for this initiative.
To what extent is it serendipity, or to what extent is the city actively wooing these sorts of ventures?
I think Philadelphia is changing its tone to a lot of people and being seen as a place that embraces innovation and a lot of socially minded ventures. Like the city's famously, the administration's been very interested in sustainable and green movements, and a lot of social entrepreneurship fits into sustainability. I think we also just are seeing the maturing of a technology and an investment community in Philadelphia, and we're a city, quite frankly, that has a lot of big problems when it comes to poverty and access issues. Philadelphia is one of the biggest, most technology-savvy cities that has these really deep bread problems. So I think we're bringing together a mature technology community and entrepreneurship community and a struggling city.
Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, Dave.
Chris Wink, co-founder of Technically Philly. Partly cloudy, 62 degrees on Independence Mall at 6:16. You're listening to NewsWorks Tonight on WHYY.